Amen. Thank you, Brother Poffman. How true, how true. And we've only begun to see what God can do. And I believe God's able to do anything, abundantly above anything we'd ever ask or even think. And so I praise His name this morning. Take your Bibles to the book of Luke, Luke chapter 10 this morning. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 this morning. Luke chapter 10. You found your place. If you can and you would, let's stand together as we read this wonderful portion of Scripture. And again, out of honor and reverence to the Word of God this morning. Here in Luke chapter 10, we're going to begin reading in verse number 30. Christ is responding to a question. And in this response, I believe God teaches a great lesson here that I hope that God will help us this morning to see. Verse 30 says of Luke chapter 10, "And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side." Verse 33 says, "But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee." Father, we sure thank you, Lord, for God, the truth of the Word of God. And Lord, thank you for your Spirit. God, thank you for the blessed hope today. And God, I thank you, Lord, most of all, God, for salvation. God, I'm glad today, God, to know that I'm saved and on my way to heaven. And Lord, I pray today, God, Lord, if there would be somebody here today that don't know you, I pray today, God, they would truly see you, not through the eyes of religion, not through the eyes of law, but God, through the eyes of love and compassion and the blood of the cross. I pray today, God, that you'd reach out to that one. God, let them hear, let them see. And God, I do thank you, Lord, for our church family, and God, how you've blessed and what you're going to do. And God, we just pray once again for these needs that's been mentioned. I pray for, again, this family, God, as they go through these days. I pray, God, your hand upon them, Lord. And we'll thank you and praise you for what you accomplish here in this place. For us, in your precious and holy name we pray. Amen. You be seated this morning. Thank you for standing. And you probably heard these messages again as you've read through the scriptures probably before. And God just laid this thing, it seems like, all week. And again, I appreciate the men that preached for us this past week. It was good to get away. People's asked, and we appreciate all the prayers that we had this week as we were away. And it was a joy, but it's always good to get home, of course. But God's just really been working this thought in my mind all week, and it's just been a something in my heart. And as we see here, the Lord is giving a parable here. God is showing forth something here as He answers this question about who's a neighbor. And as we see here, God tells us of an instance. He tells us of a man that was traveling down a rough, rugged way. And as he went down this road, he was taken by thieves. And the Bible tells us that they beat him and they stripped him. And the Bible says even that they left him half dead. Well, why he laid there in the ditch, why he was in that place of obscurity and nobody there to help him. And as he lay there bleeding and hurting and dying, the Bible tells us there that 3 people came by. Well, the first one we find there, that priest. Well, the Bible says the priest came, and as he walked down, and as I've studied that journey there, it's about 17 miles long, and it's a very rugged and mountainous area, and it's about a 3,000 difference in elevation there, feet of elevation. And they said it's a very treacherous pathway as they went down this way. But as they journeyed there, and the first one the Bible tells us of is this priest. Now, wouldn't you think, you know, we expect a lot out of preachers, don't we? You would think a preacher would meet our needs, don't you? Well, guess what? I can't meet your needs. I hope I could have a little more compassion than what this priest had. But the Bible says here, this priest, as he was walking down there, the Bible says that he saw it. And as he saw him, he went to the other side of the road. You know, it's really easy to always go to the other side of the road, isn't there? It takes a little bit about us to go and do something when we see a problem like that. But the Bible shows us here this priest, he just saw it and just walked on around. And then the Bible says there was a Levite. And again, the Levites, they worked and helped the priest. And this Levite, as he came along, I believe he was a little bit worse. It's bad enough that the preacher wouldn't even go over there. But here comes this Levite. The Levite, the Bible tells us that he saw him, but it goes a little further. He went over and looked at him. Man, you look bad. I don't think you're going to make it. But that's as far as he would go. You know, I met a lot of people like that too. They want to hear, they want to be nosy and get him something to talk about, but they don't want to get their hands dirty. All they want is gossip and carry on. I hope that ain't you. But that's what this Levite did. He saw and he came over and looked upon. And again here are two individuals that as we think about people, and again, people will disappoint you. We know that. But here, as we think about people, here's a priest, a man that knew the law, a man that knew the scriptures, a man that you would think would have compassion because even the law itself tells us that we should love one another. But this priest didn't even want to even look at him. And then this Levite, a man that was accustomed to working, a man that was accustomed of working in the church. He goes over and just observes him. And I read a quote, and boy, I like quotes. And this one here is going to hopefully stick in my brain. It said, people are like Easter eggs. I thought, that's a pretty good way to start it out. People are like Easter eggs. They're decorated on the outside, but hard-boiled on the inside. I thought, there you go. I know a lot of people that paint up one way, but they're hard-boiled on the inside. I hope that's not us today. And then we see this third person. The Bible says this Samaritan, where we come up with that term, the Good Samaritan. This Samaritan came by and yes, he saw him. Yes, he went over there to him. But he went further than any of the other two. He did something about what he saw. And this is a thought that God's put on my heart, and I love my grandbabies. I do. They're so funny. We enjoyed our little bit of time with them the first part of the week, and I was singing this song. I don't know who sings it. I think it's the Inspirations or Doyle Lawson. It's a bluegrass type song, and it's got a phrase in there that sticks in my mind, and I've caught myself singing this thing all week long. And this is sort of the little phrase that it says. It says, he cares for me. Even in the darkness, I can see. And I was singing that song, or just that little part of it, you know, just that little phrase just kept going through, and I was just singing out loud, and my little grandson, Garrett, Ethan's little boy, he's 4 years old, and I was singing that, and he's always funny about how he says things, and I was singing that song, he cares for me, and even in the darkness, I can see, and Garrett looked at me, and he says, how, Paul? I thought, what a great question. And this thought come to my mind, and that thought of how he cares for us. We try to care for people, but we care about ourselves more than others, usually. But aren't you glad this morning, as we think about the scriptures this morning, as we read these verses this morning of something the Lord showed forth there, a picture of a priest and a picture of a Levite and how they were uncaring. But here we find this Samaritan that showed forth, I believe, true caring. And I want to tell you this morning, you might not think God cares for you. I think about those disciples that day on that ship there, and the Bible says that the storm came and it was rolling and the water was gushing in the boat, and the Bible says that the Lord was asleep there in the bottom of the boat, and the disciples got scared and they got worried, and they went down there, Lord, don't you care about us? I wonder this morning, would you be honest with yourself how many times you've thought that same thought? This morning, as this as we think about, again, all these things roll through my mind of how the Lord's put teachings that we've been looking at in the book of John and the book of Proverbs, put things together in such a way. And again, if we truly understand that, and I can't help but think about there back in John chapter 15 there about the vine. Now that vine cares for that branch. And friend, this morning, I want to encourage you this morning to realize how much God really cares for you. I know things aren't always perfect. Man, my heart breaks for this dear family. I knew something in his face when I spoke to him. I just found out this morning. Now our hearts break. But even in the biggest of storms, and I'm not making light of that, I can comprehend a little bit. I've been in those places where this young family was as we dealt with our son, Ethan there, and we watched over and over. We spent a month almost there in that PICU unit with him and to see how families struggle. But friend, let me tell you something. Even in the darkest of times, I can tell you that God cares for you. And as that little song says, even in the dark, I can still see. Aren't you glad this morning that the light of the gospel, the light of Christ, is brighter than any darkness that might ever come in our pathways? So this morning, I just got a simple little thought this morning on He cares for me. And we read here in Luke chapter 10 about this story, again, of a man that the Lord tells us about that fell. The world came against him. The thieves came and robbed him. They beat him. They stripped him. They left him half dead. And I've been disappointed by people many a times. And I promise you this morning, if you get your eyes on people, if you get your eyes even on church people, if you get your eyes even on a church, you'll get disappointed. I couldn't help, I like to put myself in the place if I can sometimes of this man, or as I read scripture, I like to put myself in the places that God shows us things and try to think in what I would feel like. And I want you to picture yourself this morning, maybe, is here we find a man that, again, beaten, thrown away, left to die there in the ditch there on the side of the road. Can you imagine as he laid there in the blood running down his face possibly, and how he probably was in so much pain for where they probably broke ribs and maybe arms or legs. And I mean, this man was just beat to almost, the Bible says, he was half dead. And I can almost picture maybe, and I don't know how long it was between when this man was robbed to the place that first man comes, that priest. I don't know how long it was. But maybe that man laid there, probably in all his agony and all his pain, probably thought that nobody cared for him. Nobody even knew where he was at. Nobody knew what kind of pain he was in, where he was facing death. And maybe after all the beatings and all that, his face probably black and blue and swelled. And I can just, you know, graphically in my mind try to make it whatever it is. And maybe while he laid there in the ditch and maybe one little bit of his eye open, he sees a man. And maybe in his heart he thought, oh my, maybe there's help on the way. And maybe as that man maybe even got a little closer, he maybe saw that what this man was wearing identified him as a priest. Maybe this man that was beaten in his mind, he thought, oh, this is the preacher and surely he's going to help me. And here this man lying half dead, maybe with just one little crack of an eye open, watches as that priest don't even come to look at him. Just continues to walk by him and never even stop to say, hey buddy, how you doing? Can I help you? Can you imagine what that man must have felt like after that? Now I know that priest and his godly apparel and all his who's and who's he is and all these things. Again, the Bible, I know that in his priestly duties, if he had touched that man, if he was dead, if he had touched him, he would have been considered unclean. And it prevented him from showing forth a great attribute of who our Lord is. So again, here's this man beaten, laying half dead in the ditch. As he thinks, as he watches that man walk away, maybe an hour, maybe a half hour, maybe 10 minutes, I don't know. He hears a sound, and maybe through the swelling or the blood or whatever it might be, he sees another person starting to walk closer and closer. And maybe in his mind, even though he was heartbroken, even though this first man, this preacher failed him, he begins to maybe get a little bit of hope that here comes somebody else. And here comes this man, and this man actually comes and gets right there at him. And begins to look at him and think, you know how people are. I don't know why this comes to my brain, but things come to my brain. I love people sometimes. That's one of the things I love about vacation. I'm a people watcher. I like to watch what people do. And people tickle me. And if you do this, I don't know. I know my mama does this. Somebody dies and they got them up here in the casket and they walk by. He don't look good. He's dead. He ain't supposed to look good. He was awful swelled. He's dead. But you know, that's sort of how that Levite was. He walked by and looked at a half-dead man laying in the ditch. Man, he don't look good. Boy, they must have really worked on him. And then that Levite, after getting all that he wanted out of the situation, he says, well, gotta go. And here this man laying in the ditch watches again as another person. First there was a preacher, a priest. Second was a Levite, a worker in the church. Both of them come by and do nothing. And I'm sure in his mind he's thinking, there's no hope. If the preacher ain't going to help me, if the church worker ain't going to help me, there's nobody's going to help me. You ever felt that way? And here he laid in that ditch, and again, he's unseen two people come by and walk off. And all of a sudden, I don't again know how long it was, but the Bible tells us here that the Lord in this story tells us that there was a third man. Something about the number three, too. Something great about it. But the third man. Here the man laying in the ditch, beaten half to death, done been hurt twice again by a priest and a church worker, and here comes another man. He laying there and he's thinking, well, maybe, just maybe, there's help coming. And through the swelling of his eyes, through the blood on his face, he begins to see a figure starting to come into play. Again, the first was a priest. The second was a Levite. But here comes a third man, and as he looked, as he through that crack of his eyes, he lay there half dead, and all of a sudden here comes this man, and this man comes to where he was. Got closer than any of the other ones. And as he laid, and I can almost picture in my mind as this man lay in the ditch, again, the priest, he didn't even get close. He just whoosh, circled on around. The Levite, as he got there, he looked over and, But I can just picture in my mind, again, here's this man laying in the ditch, half dead, beaten, bruised, bloody, heartbroken, first of all, because he's in the condition he is, and been hurt twice because two people's done passed him up. And here comes this third guy. And this third guy, he gets down there, and I can just almost picture in my mind is that third guy, he got down in the ditch with him. And probably got down on his knees. As this third man got there, as he was looking, and now I realize the first man was that priest, and that second man was that Levite. But here this third man was what? Who was he? A Samaritan. Anybody know anything about them people? They didn't like Jews, and Jews didn't like them. And he probably, this guy laying in the ditch, realized, oh no. This guy's a Samaritan. It's bad enough that the priest wouldn't even help me. Bad enough that Levite wouldn't help me. But now here's a Samaritan hanging over my head. I bet he's going to kick me. Because he don't like Jews. I bet he's got some salt in his bag. He's going to take that salt and grind into my wounds. Why? Because Samaritans didn't like Jews and Jews didn't like Samaritans. He's thinking, if this ain't bad enough, here comes a Samaritan and this is just going to get worse. But then all of a sudden, that Samaritan that this man probably thought hated him, that this Samaritan that this man thought was going to hurt him even worse, this Samaritan reaches down and picks him up. Now let me say this before we get into the caring parts of this Samaritan. You might be here this morning and that's how you feel. See, that Samaritan, again, a Samaritan, and a good way to identify, they were half-breeds. And that's what the Jews looked at them as. They were half-breeds. But what a great picture, I believe, of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but guess what? He was a half-breed. He was man and God. Oh, he was full man and he was full God. And just as this man lay there dying and hurting, thought that this Samaritan probably hated him and was just going to finish him off and kill him right there. But you know, I found in life that a lot of people, that's how they feel the Lord is. They look at who they are and they look at how bad their life is and they look at how wrecked they are and maybe just like this man, maybe they're in that ditch. They've tried church and church didn't do nothing for them. They put their hope in a preacher and boy, that'll fail you in a hurry. But then one day God shows up and knocks on their door. And they think, God don't love me. God wouldn't have me. God don't want me. God just wants me dead. That's how that man in the ditch probably felt. But then we see the true side of this Samaritan. And I believe in all my heart, what a great picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that, again, I hope you could get that in your thought this morning. He cares for me. Even in the darkness, I can see. See, friend, this morning, we're going to go through hard times. We're going to go through days when we're going to get knocked down. There's going to be times in our life when this life's not fair. We're going to get hurt. We're going to get blindsided. We're going to get knocked over. We're just going to get bruised up. But even in the worst of times, friend, if you're connected with God, I promise you, He cares. Now, I know how we are. And brother, I hope I don't hurt this brother's heart this morning, but even in, people say, oh, you shouldn't question God. Well, that's a lie too. Jesus questioned him. And in our hearts, God, why is this happening to us? Well, Lord, we're trying to serve you. We're trying to live for you. We're trying to do the best we can. Why are these things happening? And I know that comes into our minds. But if we never go through those places, you'll never see the trueness of the caring of God. As I told this brother, it's easy to say these things when we're up on the top. But when it's your turn down in the hole, it's not as easy. So again, this Samaritan, and I just want to point out some real quick things this morning, I'll be done. Again, that little song says, He cares for me. Even through the darkness, I can see. And then I can still see my little grandson. Paw, how? Have you ever gone through something and you look backwards on it and you think, how in the world did we ever survive that? Amen. I couldn't even tell you which way was up. I couldn't tell you which way was down. All I know is God was faithful. Even in the darkness, I can see. Why? Because He cares for you. First of all, this morning, let me give you about five things. I won't preach them long. I'll be done and gone. We'll be done and let you out of here. But He does care for you this morning. What can we find here in these verses about this Samaritan and how he shows forth that great care? Verse 33 says, but a certain Samaritan. I like that word certain. There's nobody like Jesus. You know, I want to help people. I want to try to be a good person and just love people. But nobody ever cared or loved like Jesus did. First of all, this morning, that's the first point. He loves. Notice here, again, it says in verse 33, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, what does it say? He had compassion on him. Aren't you glad this morning as you think about how God cares for you? Do you ever just ponder the thought of how much God must love you? I do. I think, well, how in the world? Why would He even love me? But He does. He loved me so much, just like this Samaritan. This Samaritan, came, he was on a journey. Now you ask my wife, she's not in here right now, but if you ask my wife, when we're going somewhere or we're coming back from somewhere, unless the road's torn in two or something, I don't stop. Use the bathroom before we go, and we ain't stopping until we get where we're going. That's the way I am. I like to go. This guy was on a journey, but he took time. What love He shows forth. And I think about the Lord Jesus Christ, how the Lord Himself was willing to leave the portals of heaven to come down in this old sin world ditch that we live in. The Bible says about this Samaritan that he saw him. And he came to where he was and he had compassion on him. Friend, let me tell you, you know how you're going to see through the darkest times? Do you want me to tell you how you can just get a hold of the fact of how much God cares for you? You begin to think about how much and what God does through His love. You know how we are. I love you, brother. Do you really? Love is one of those words that's so easy maybe to say off our lips, but love is an action word. Christ didn't just say, I love you, brother, in the ditch. Christ came out of the portals of heaven and was robed in the flesh of man and went to a cross and died that we could have life. He showed forth His love like nobody else. No greater love than this, that a man would lay his life down for his friend. Oh, He cares for you. Why? First of all, I see here that He loved him. Second of all, He gives life. This man was going to die. This man here, if nobody come, he was going to die in that ditch. And friend, this morning, it amazes me how people think. Listen, friend, this morning, you're not smart enough. Well, preacher, I've got all these degrees. You're still not smart enough. You're not strong enough. You ain't got enough money. The only way out of this ditch was the Lord Jesus Christ. And friend, this morning, if we realize how much He cared for us, that He would give us life, this man was going to die. Friend, I was telling you, I was dead, the Bible says, in trespasses and sin. But God came to where I was and showed forth compassion in His love. And went to an old rugged cross and died for my sins that I could have life. So I see His care this morning through His love. I see His care this morning through His life-giving. And then notice also here this morning, the Bible says, but a certain man, Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was. This is verse 33. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Let me just say this. What do you see in people? I told you I was a people watcher. Come through my brain again. We missed the greatest picture. We were down at Topsail Beach. First day there, Saturday. Had everybody out on the beach. My whole family. I saw this guy coming. I thought, this dude's funny. He was a professional. And I've never seen one, Brother Tony. I've seen a lot of these guys, but I've never seen a professional. This guy was a professional drunk. How do you know, preacher? I tell you, you can ask my wife, you can ask my daughter, you can ask my son, whoever you want to ask. I've said it 10 times if I said it once this week. I wish I'd have got a picture of that dude. Here we are sitting there just watching the water, watching the kids play. Here I see this dude walking down the beach. He's got a Bud Dumber in his hand. Well, preacher, there's a lot of them kind of guys. Yeah, but this guy was a professional. Brother Tony, he was so conscious of his drunk state, he was wearing a life vest. My wife says, what's he got that on? I said, that way if he passes out, he don't drown. That's a professional drunk if I've ever seen one. That man was thinking ahead. Oh, I was like, why's he got that life vest on? There ain't no boat. I was like, he's just trying to make sure he don't drown. But let's get back. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, that's what got me there, that saw him. You know what I saw in that dude? A professional drunk. You know what the Lord saw in him? A soul that needed saving. What do you see? It speaks highly. Don't let the muddy waters... Listen, and we're so guilty of it, and I said we. We like to categorize things. You know, everybody else's problems are always worse. What they're doing is always worse than what I'm doing. You know, we can justify ourselves. But what do we see? My verse that I claim, Psalms 119, verse 18, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I want to see the way the Lord sees. Oh, I see things and it breaks my heart. I see things and it makes me mad. I see things and I just want to go rip somebody's head off. But the Lord don't see that way. The Lord sees somebody that he came and died for. Here's this Samaritan again. He goes and he shows forth his love. He goes and shows forth his life giving there. Notice also verse 32 there, or verse 33. He saw him and he had compassion on him and he went to him. Do you remember the day he came to you? I hope you do. And bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. Oh, do you remember how God that day when you were lost and undone and laying in that ditch half dead and the Lord came to you and picked you up and began to pour in the oil of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God and saved your soul. So we see that compassion. We see that life-giving. Notice also verse 44 or 34 says he went to him, bound him up, his wounds, pouring in oil and wine and set him on his own beast. On his own beast. I'm in Christ. I'm riding in him today. His own beast. And brought him to an inn and took care of him. See, nobody ever cared like this man cared. Nobody ever cared for you like Jesus cares. Thank God for my wife. 29 years today. What time is it? In about 2 hours from now, 29 years ago, my wife probably made the worst decision she ever made. She said, I do. And here we are, 29 years later. No, she's the best thing besides Christ that's ever happened to me. I don't know how to make it without her. I really don't. She cares for me like nobody else would care for me. She sacrifices like nobody else would sacrifice. And I know that. But greater than that, I think about how my Jesus cares for me. How my Jesus sacrificed for me. Friend, this morning, he cares for me so much, even in the darkness, I can see. Even when this world is so dirty and dark, I can just still see him. He gives his life. He leads there, and then he provides. Notice also in his provision, it says there, on his own beast, brought him into the inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay. He didn't just do a little bit. He paid it all. That's how much he cares for this man. That's how much he cares for you. He paid it all. And then last of all, and I got to quit. Says he went to him, he bound up his wounds, he poured in oil and wine and set him on his own beast, brought him to a place at the inn, took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took him out 2 pences and gave them to the host. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay. He cares for us even in his promises. He's coming again. I've been promised a lot of things. I've been waiting on God to call me for 4 weeks now and he still ain't called me. I've called him about every week. Oh, I'll get there next week. Ain't heard a word yet. People lie. Maybe he don't mean to lie. But I've been promised a lot of things and people's broke their promises many times over. But can I say this morning, God will never break his promise. That's how much he cares for you. Friend, this morning, do you realize the care of God? I opened up our Sunday school time this morning with this verse found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. It says, But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Friend, this morning, I hope you'll leave this place this morning knowing that God cares for you. You might be like that man in the ditch and realize that preachers have failed me, churches have failed me, family has failed me. But friend, this morning, let me tell you, there's one that will never fail you. And His name is Jesus. If you don't know Him this morning as your Savior, I beg you to come. Come to Him this morning. Let Him take those same things that He healed me with and He'll heal you. He'll give you life when you thought you were dead. He cares for you. Would you trust Him this morning? Let's stand together.